ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Many thanks to all the devotees who have worked very hard to arrange this wonderful festival. And many thanks to everyone who's participating. Many devotees have come from Bhimavaram, which isn't very far. Others have come from Hyderabad and other parts of Telangana. Some have come from Kakinada. Where have you come from? Yeah, Bhima and Narasapur. All around here, devotees are coming from Rajamandri. We have a group of devotees came from Orissa. So all the devotees coming together to chant and dance and glorify Lord Jagannath. So this is a very great day for Tarde Pale Gurem. Difficult for me to remember, it's a long name. In Kali Yuga, people don't have much intelligence. Tarde Pale Gurem, six syllable name. It's a great day. Of course, there are so many religious festivals are held here. I guess the next big festival is Christmas. Which is not, nowadays, is not really much of a religious festival, especially in the Western world. The main thing in the Western world people do on Christmas is to drink lots of alcohol and eat lots of meat. So it's not a very happy day for the chickens. They're also creatures of God. They say Jesus is the Son of God, but they celebrate His appearance by killing other children of God. So I don't think Jesus will be very happy. So this is a special festival that we're having today. Special in the sense that it is presenting actual religion. Actual religion means to know who is God, who are we, what is our relationship with God, how we can act in that relationship, and how to attain the highest goal. Now, many religious paths, sorry to say, they don't understand even the ABC of spiritual knowledge. The first point of spiritual knowledge that Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita is that the body is temporary but the soul is eternal.
ఇప్పుడు భగవద్గీత మొత్తం అంటే ఇచ్చే ఉపదేశం ఏమిటంటే దేహం అనేది తాత్కాలికమైంది కానీ ఆత్మ శాశ్వతమైంది.
We are suffering in this material world due to dehatma buddhi, identifying the body as the self. But there are some religious systems that think that the body is the self. And there is a day of judgment in which all the bodies get revived.
వాళ్ళు ఏమనుకుంటుంటారంటే ఒక చివరి రోజు వస్తుంది, ఆ రోజు అందరి యొక్క జీవితం గురించి నిర్ణయించబడుతుంది, అప్పుడు మనం మళ్ళీ మన దేహాలతో మనం మళ్ళీ.
And the faithful, they go to heaven in the same body.
ఎవరైతే విశ్వసనీయులైన వాళ్ళు ఉంటారో వాళ్ళు అదే దేహంతో స్వర్గం ఎక్కడ.
And all the rest get thrown in hell forever.
మిగిలిన వాళ్ళందరూ కూడా ఎప్పుడు కూడా శాశ్వతమైన నరకంలో పడేయబడతారు.
With no chance of redemption.
వాళ్ళు మళ్ళీ బయట వచ్చే అవకాశం లేదు.
Because God is very merciful. Actually, that was one reason I had so many doubts in my childhood about Christianity. They say God is very kind, but if you don't believe in Him, He burns you in hell forever. So I wasn't very convinced by this. But when I was exposed by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then I could understand that God gives us many chances. Just like my own father, when I was a boy, naturally young boys, they misbehave. So he would punish me and then give me another chance. He didn't give permanent punishment. So even my own father, I thought, was more reasonable than this misrepresentation of God. So there's the idea that your body is revived and then you go to heaven. And you live there with your father and mother and grandmother and so on. Unless your grandmother didn't believe in Jesus and then she has to burn in hell. So there's some problem. I mean, there are many problems with this idea. One problem is that one person would want his grandmother to be old, but the grandmother doesn't want to be old. She wants to be young. So, when I came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books, I understood this is actual knowledge of God. Srila Prabhupada made a great miracle of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. He gave the highest knowledge of love of God all over the world. Which even in India, so many people have so many misconceptions. Just like, for instance, we see in India, so many people are worshipping Sai Baba.
ఉదాహరణకు చూసినట్లయితే భారతదేశంలో చాలా మంది సాయి బాబాని పూజిస్తున్నారు.
వై?
ఎందుకు?
There is no mention of Sai Baba in any shastra. We have to get spiritual knowledge from shastra. But there is no mention of any Sai Baba in any shastra. Nor does he have any of the characteristics of who is actually God. But it's some kind of fashion that people worship Sai Baba. It's the blind people following the blind. So Srila Prabhupada gave this knowledge in his books. He spread this Krishna consciousness in the Western world by chanting the holy names of Krishna. That is the Yuga Dharma. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. In this Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way to attain the highest destination, but to chant the name of Hari, chant the name of Hari, chant the name of Hari. And Srila Prabhupada promoted Krishna consciousness in many ways, such as organizing this glorious Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath. This festival is now celebrated in hundreds of cities throughout the world. You can please those who are standing, there's some seats, you please come sit comfortably. And Srila Prabhupada established gorgeous temples for worship of Jagannath and Radha Krishna all over the world. He sent devotees out into the streets of the world chanting the holy names. He had a special wing of highly educated devotees to preach Krishna consciousness among scientists. So in many ways he promoted Krishna consciousness throughout the world. But he always stressed that the most important way of spreading Krishna consciousness is by distributing his books. Srila Prabhupada was clearly empowered by Krishna to do what seemed impossible. It was considered impossible that the Western people could take to Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada did it. One time in India, some Srila Prabhupada was in a press conference with some of his Western disciples. One of the reporters asked Srila Prabhupada, "Well, can you perform any miracles?" So this there's this idea from this Sai Baba that you have to do some chamatkari, this, some miracle idea. You have a watch in your shirt sleeve and you bring it out in your hand and it makes it look as if you've materialized it from nothing. So people think this is some miracle. So he must be God. Srila Prabhupada gestured to his Western disciples. He said, "These are my miracles." So which is a better miracle? To make some watch come in your hand, or to take the people who are the most sinful and make them into pure devotees of Krishna? In the Western countries, people had no idea of Krishna. Their culture was full of all sin, still is full of all sinful activities. Eating meat and fish and eggs. Having free sex. Taking intoxication, alcohol and cigarettes and all kinds of nasty things. So how could such people take up the pure life of Krishna consciousness? Most of them who took it up, including myself, they first came by reading one of Srila Prabhupada's books. Even though this is the highest knowledge of the spiritual world, half a sentence, this is the highest knowledge of the spiritual world. But Srila Prabhupada was empowered by Krishna to present it in such a way that even sinful people like myself could begin to understand it. Most of the people in the Western world who have come to Krishna consciousness came by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Undoubtedly, the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Ishopanishad, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and all these books that Prabhupada translated, it is very, very high topics. And even many people in India, they don't understand it. But Srila Prabhupada was empowered by Krishna to present that knowledge in such a clear way that even sinful people like myself could understand. This is very high knowledge. Even people like myself could understand that all the questions are answered within these books. So it is principally by distributing these books of Srila Prabhupada that people all over the world have taken to Krishna consciousness. Recently there was the in Hyderabad there was the celebration of the 60th birthday of our most respectable Chinnajiya Swami. So in his speech, he said to everyone that you should read these books. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on. He detected that among the people who consider themselves to be Hindus, they don't know what is their own teachings, what is the Shastra. So Srila Prabhupada, he, with great endeavor, he translated many, many Shastras. And gave the explanation in such a manner that all the points become clear. So I request all of you to study these books of Srila Prabhupada. They give clear knowledge of Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, the science of God. Of who we actually are. Who are we? Actually, it's very clear from Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna says, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha, that all the jivas in this world are eternal unctions of Krishna, parts we can say. Mana shashtani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. But we are struggling in this material world with the mind and all the senses, forgetting Krishna. So, throughout all these books, Srila Prabhupada explains in great detail the science of Krishna. In all of India, nowadays, people, they take education very seriously. I think maybe more in Andhra Pradesh than anywhere. Because if we go to America and Australia, we meet so many Telugu people. They're there because they've studied very seriously and they're working as IT professionals. So we can understand that they're taking education very seriously. But if you have so much material education, but you don't understand real knowledge of who we are, what is our relationship with God, then ultimately all that education is useless. If we learn how to write computer programs, then we can get a job writing computer programs. But there's no computer program that stops birth and death. That science is in Bhagavad Gita. People should learn this. We should learn Bhagavad Gita, not just the shlokas. We find up to the present day many pious Hindus,
they like to teach their children Bhagavad Gita shlokas. So that is very good. That's much better than learning the Indian cricket team's batting average and all the kind of useless things which children learn nowadays. So yes, you learn Bhagavad Gita shlokas. But you should learn the meaning also and apply it in your life. Krishna didn't tell Arjuna that you learn all the shlokas and sit down and recite them. Krishna told Arjuna, Mam anusmara yudhyacha, think of me and fight. Bhagavad Gita is meant for practical application. And the essence of that practical application is given at the end of Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru mame vaishasi satyang te pratijane priyo sime. You can give the translation. Sarva dhaman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarva pape bhyo moksha yashami ma sucha. So this Krishna consciousness movement is presenting the actual knowledge of Bhagavad Gita as it is. First of all, we should understand who God is. That is Krishna. That is the verdict of all the shastras. And we should learn the process of sharanagati. Mamekam sharanam raja. That is in Kali Yoga based on chanting the holy names of Krishna. But we also have to lead a very pure life. Sattvic life. You can't have chanting Hare Krishna and then going to some McDonald's to eat some hamburgers. That won't work. Even this garlic and onion, this is all amisham. That's all forbidden food. That will contaminate the consciousness. So we have to live in a very sattvic way. Nowadays people don't even know what is sattvagun, rajagun, tamagun. They don't know anything about this. So learn. This is our request to you. Our fervent request. You're all pious people. Otherwise you wouldn't be here listening to this lecture. But it's not enough to be pious. You have to practically enact the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita in your life. So that this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching. If the lectures of the Western world like me can take to Krishna consciousness, then you most certainly should do. So please read these books of Srila Prabhupada. Nowadays there are many books being written about Vaishnavism. I'm also on the order of Srila Prabhupada writing books. But the most important books are those of Srila Prabhupada. So please read Srila Prabhupada's books first and foremost. Chant Hare Krishna and make your life successful in Krishna consciousness. So, thank you very much. Dhanyavadam. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Karina. Bhaktu Munde, Arabatu.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the moment. I'm not sure what I'm saying.
Bhaktu Munde, Arabatu, Chetu, let's have to be like a mind. Chetu, let's have to be like a mind. Let us see it, Allah, let us have to be like a mind.
We should announce the books also after the questions. After promoting the books.
Hare Krishna, in Mandir Avayana.
Yeah, we've got it. Everyone should take. No one has any questions. Means they're all convinced, is it? Why is it that more people outside of India are worshipping Krishna as supreme than within India?
He's asking that how we can understand that Krishna is supreme, how we can teach others and make them.
How can we understand that Krishna is supreme and teach others? You read Srila Prabhupada's books? And take guidance from those who are following Srila Prabhupada's books. You're from here, is it? From Tade Pale Guran. Yeah, so you're going to announce about the weekly program. Yeah, yeah. So we'll just in a few minutes we'll announce about the regular programs which we're starting here. You really need to have a 6-session course. That's doing that. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Before the birth of Krishna, is there Krishna consciousness? Yeah. Prashna entante Krishna ni janma munda kuda Krishna chaitanyam anedi undali ani prashna.
Oh, he said in English? I didn't hear. What did he say?
Before the birth of Krishna, there was Krishna consciousness.
Certainly, Krishna is eternal, the jivas are eternal, We find, for instance, that Prahlad Maharaj, in the Bhagavatam, Prahlad, long before the appearance of Krishna, speaks about Krishna. You will find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad says, Matiena Krishne Paratah Svatova Mito Bipadyeta Grihavratanam Adanta Gobhi Vishatanta Misram Punah Punas Charvita Charvananam. Prahlad mentions Krishna, people who are not Krishna consciousness. He's preaching to his father. Prahlad is described in Bhagavatam as Krishna Graha, means his whole being is overtaken, is absorbed in Krishna. But there are phases, just like there are phases of the moon. Now we just had Amavasya, now the moon is growing again. So it becomes more and more prominent and then again may fade away. Therefore Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glane bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Dharma glani means forgetfulness of Krishna. When people forget Krishna, he comes again and restores dharma. Narayana, in my shirt pocket there's the pen. Will you please bring that? So, yeah, okay, now people are getting up. Announce.